For Tommy and Jet Pirtle, the opportunity to splash around in cool water on a hot summer's day in Texas is one they certainly won't pass up. After all,
getting wet
can be as exciting for a child when it's this hot as it is to eat ice cream or go to a movie. But where you're not going to see these two playing in the water is at a public pool. This is downtown Sulphur Springs, where the city unveiled an interactive fountain just last month, and it's keeping Tommy and Jet, as well as dozens more, pretty occupied. The interactive fountain forms the shape of the Texas star and is illuminated at night with ultraviolet light. City Manager Mark Maxwell says the fountains are being used anytime they're on, from 8 a.m. to midnight.
I predict that in the future there'll be no such thing as a municipal pool anymore. It will go the way of horses and buggies, and we'll have splash pads and interactive fountains all over the United States.
1 year ago, Sulphur Springs had no water venue. Citing a lack of economic viability, the city shut down its pool in March 2011 after more than 50 years of service. Officials said they felt it would be imprudent to continue to operate the facility, as expenses had increased while use of the facility decreased. It's a similar issue down the road in neighboring Commerce, where officials are trying to make do with an aging and, in some areas, deteriorating facility. City Manager Mark Clayton.
Those kids that use that pool, sometimes that's their only entertainment in the summer. It's good exercise for them. And it is an expense that the city will have to look at one of these days, though, because there's no way you can charge enough admission to offset the cost of running a city pool.
Of the increasing costs are chemicals to treat the water and the need for a certain number of lifeguards on duty to keep patrons safe. They are costs that rarely equal revenue growth, according to Clayton.
And I think that's one reason you see some cities around us closing their pool. It's you can never reach a break-even point, or it doesn't look like we can here anyway.
To try to curtail these expenses, hours of operation at the Commerce City Pool have been shortened from Thursday through Sunday. Average attendance those days is from 30 to 50, similar to what the city experienced last year. Back in Sulphur Springs, which also has a splash pad at Pacific Park, kids are finding a way to have fun and keep cool during the hot summer months at little cost to the city. There is no wage to pay lifeguards and little maintenance needed on the two water venues. While the city is not staffing these facilities with paid workers, the interactive fountain and splash pad are typically frequented by parents of the kids who use them, and they shut off at midnight. For city pools, however, safety is a much bigger concern. 1 year ago this week, 9-year-old Diamond Bronston drowned at the Commerce swimming pool after managing to get through the closed chain fence outside of business hours. She was found submerged in 13 feet of water by the time emergency personnel arrived that Sunday morning.
We're in full compliance. It was just a very, very unfortunate episode.
And as Commerce continues to try to keep operations safe and feasible, there is talk of exploring an attraction that is of little maintenance and cost-effective. Again, Mark Clayton.
And our current mayor, Dr. John Bellotti, came by and visited with me the other day about he'd seen it work in a different location, a city that had an aging pool, and they actually converted their pool into a kind of a walking water park with fountains in it. And it was only 4 foot deep, but it had channels where kids and people could play, and the maintenance becomes very, very reduced.
Clayton cautions that there is some expense on such a conversion, but notes that the city pool will continue to deteriorate and will require some type of work down the road. The topic could be addressed as council works toward drafting a budget for the next fiscal year. That process got underway this week. For KETR News, I'm Scott Harvey.